And it is time now for Aging Well, brought to you today by the Institute of Gerontology at Wayne State University and by the wonderful people at Wright and Philippus. And our guest today is Dr. Kay Kreshi, who is a registered nurse, and she serves as a faculty advisor for the IOG's Art of Aging Successfully Conference, and she teaches several graduate and undergraduate classes in the College of Nursing. She's very passionate about helping older adults gain proficiency with computers while developing trust and respect and communication and mutual understanding. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. If you have questions for Dr. Kreshi, call us at 248-557-3300. Dr. Kreshi, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. May I call you Kay?
Yes, you may.
And you may call me Bob.
All right, Bob.
Now we're on a first-name basis. We're going to get along really well. I was wondering, you know, because you're a registered nurse, is the doctor a medical degree or is that a PhD?
It's a PhD.
Okay, so you're not a... I wanted to be clear about that because... People do call in with questions from time to time, and if they call in with a medical question, you are a PhD, but you're a registered nurse, so you would probably, as a matter of fact, I've always said that the nurses know more about what's wrong with me than the doctors.
They'll tell you that as well.
Well, we're going to talk about computers, and I know we've got a lot of people in our audience who are seniors, because we've been on the air for 49 years next Saturday, and that we were all young when we started this show 49 years ago. So we've got a lot of seniors, and I understand that they are the biggest group getting into, the internet and computers. Is that right?
That is correct. They are one of the largest groups entering computers.
Well, what do we currently know about older adults and their use of computers and the internet?
Okay, we have a group out there that's called the Pew Charitable Trust, and
sure.
They actually have the Internet and American Life Project. So their latest statistics tell us that 78% of persons age 50 to 64 are using computers in 2010, and it was only 70% in 2009.
Oh, really?
And people over the age of 65, there are 42% of individuals now using computers, where in 2009 it was only 38%. So a lot of older adults now are going online. And, of course, as baby boomers becoming that generation starts turning 65, we'll see a lot more people online as well.
Yeah, I don't go online.
You don't?
Mainly because I like to read.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have enough time to read. I'm way behind in books and magazines and articles, and I may never catch up. But, you know, and I don't want to spend my time looking at that little screen in front of me. On the other hand, I see so many things that are on the internet that would be of interest to me because there's so much out there.
So what you need is an iPad, and then you can do all your reading online.
Yeah, well,
Maggie has one of those.
My wife has one. They'll have to borrow it. I just, like I say, I'm a book guy, and I've been that way since I was about 3 years old when I started reading, and I've never changed. I was an avid reader, still am. But the point is that one of these days I know I'm going to have to break down and find out about computers and the internet. Now, how do older adults who are living in urban areas like ours, how do they fare when it comes to using computers and the internet? Are we up above the rest of the country or what?
Well, what we find is this digital divide is still there, so it continues to exist. So that's a barrier to the people in urban areas because they lack access and they lack training. But what we're finding now is that slowly computer banks are beginning to appear in senior centers, churches, libraries, senior residential facilities, and low-income housing. As a matter of fact, HUD's neighborhood networks actually put computers or work with the owners of the buildings to actually have technology centers available. What we know in Detroit is a study was done back in the early 2000, which was called the Detroit Citywide Needs Assessment of Older Adults. And we did find that 26.8% of urban elders were online at that point. And that was about equivalent to other groups of older adults that were online. Mm. But what I actually did is actually looked at that data a little bit more closely, and I found that of those who were not using the internet, 41% wanted to, but they just didn't have access. So that's one of the reasons why I've been working with older adults to get them access and to begin to really learn what they would like to learn on computers and the internet. So we know that urban older adults are very enthusiastic about getting online. It's just, is there access for them to get online, and is there training available for them?
Well, I suppose the most common place that I hear about for using computers is a library.
Right.
Every library in Michigan has computers now.
Right.
And they've got people who are the librarians there who can show you how to go online or go online for you and get you to a website that you want to investigate. That's a wonderful feature. But becoming, you know, conversant with computers yourself is what we're talking about.
Right.
And we are talking with Dr. Kay Kresge, who is a wonderful registered nurse from the Institute of Gerontology. And if you have questions for Kay, join with us at 248-557-3300. We'll be back in a moment and talk about managing healthcare needs with the help of the computers. But before we do that, this program is being underwritten by the wonderful folks at Wright and Philippus. We were talking about them earlier, and they are indeed the leaders in the home healthcare field.
I'm A.J. Philippus, president of Wright and Philippus. People come through our doors needing items such as portable oxygen, wheelchairs, and diabetic shoes. But when they leave, they have much more than a medical product. They leave with a better quality of life. That's our daily mission at Wright and Philippus, and it's why we'll work harder to provide you with the caring service you'd expect from the area's leading home health care company. Over the past 60 years, we've earned a reputation for providing the best service in the industry. It will always be our company's number one goal, and is our commitment to you. If you or a family member need anything for home health care, please visit the Wright and Philippus nearest you. We have more than 30 locations throughout the state to serve you.
Wright and Philippus, first to serve your home health care needs.
And if you are like me and you don't go online, you can't go to firsttoserve.com, but you can pick up that good old-fashioned telephone and dial 1-800-482-0222, and that will put you in touch with the leader in the home health care field. We're talking with Dr. Kay Kresge, and Kay, how is it that older adults how do they use the internet to manage health care needs?
Well, there's a lot on the internet that we can use, so I sort of look at it as a very promising tool for us. We can get health information,
yeah.
We can communicate, we can look at health safety issues, and we can actually do self-monitoring. For example, I track my walking. So I actually use an Excel spreadsheet and track how fast I walk, how long I walked, that sort of thing.
Really?
And so I have all those results to use whenever I need to use them.
Oh, interesting.
So
I know we're supposed to take 10,000 steps a day.
Exactly. And you can actually track your steps every day so that you could actually record those steps and see how well you're doing. And you could actually graph those steps.
I bought two or three pedometers, but what happens is I generally lose them. they come off of my belt, and I never know where they are.
That's an issue I have as well. So.
they need to find one that you can attach to your wrist, you know, like a watch.
I think there's some that you can put in your pocket now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I'll have to look around for those because I don't walk anywhere near as much as I used to, although I still walk fairly briskly. That's good, I guess.
Yes.
I was seeing something the other day in reading one of my journals. I get a lot of medical journals, and it was saying something about walking 20 minutes a day, maybe twice a day, and that will keep you healthy, happy, and hale and hearty.
That's indeed correct.
Yeah, it's really amazing how little you need in terms of what you do exercising-wise, but you have to do it. And I've got a lot of arthritis, so I don't feel like riding my bicycle or rowing my boat.
And some of the other things that we can do with health management tools that are on the internet, like there are some risk assessment tools, so you can see what is your body mass index, how fast should your heart rate be based on your age. Uh-huh. So there are little tools like that that you can use. Another exciting thing is you can actually go in from a patient safety standpoint and look at how are these different healthcare organizations doing in relationship to patient safety based on maybe one of your chronic health conditions. Like the LeapFrog group has a website where you can actually go in and they compare hospitals on various procedures, etc. So those, you can gain information that way too. If you're looking for a nursing home, you can go to the CMS Centers of Medicare and Medicaid website and actually do their nursing home compare, and you can compare the different nursing homes to see which one might work best for you based on your particular issues or your family members' issues.
Do you have some favorite websites that you like?
One of them, of course, is WebMD is one that I like.
WebMD, is that .org or .com?
I believe it's .com.
Okay, because I know a lot of them are, you know, a lot of the good ones in the health field are going to be .gov.
Right. There are a number of .gov. As a matter of fact, my other very favorite is the NIH SeniorHealth.gov website.
Oh, NIH Senior.
Senior Health.
And is senior spelled out completely?
Yes, it is.
Okay, it's not SR.
No.
NIH Senior.
Senior Health.
Health.gov.
Right.
Okay, because I know we talk about a website called Medicare.gov.
Right.
To get information on the star ratings where they're talking about health care for Medicare and HAP, which is one of our sponsors, Health Alliance Plan, rated the highest in the state of Michigan with their plans. And that's one of the commercials I do, and I see that Medicare.gov. And it's websites like that that I would be interested in visiting and pursuing.
Yeah, and it's those websites that are benchmarking websites that helps you benchmark how different groups are doing, which I think is very important when you're looking out after your health safety.
Well, one of these days, I can promise you, I will break down and do it. It's not that I'm afraid. You know, a lot of people are afraid of the technology. You know, it's sort of scary to them to think about pushing buttons and doing something technological. And I'm not afraid of technology, so I don't have that problem. Is that a big problem for people?
It is a big problem because those of us that are older are afraid we're going to break it. And so we're afraid to push any buttons because we think if we push a button and we break it, they're not going to be able to fix it again.
I still can't find that any button.
Any button, yeah. Well, you know, that's one of the nice things. Rob is my son, and he's been doing the radio show with me for the last 15 years. And he is very adept at being online, and he sets up our website and takes care of that. And he also, if I need something from the internet, he's the one I go to, and he gets it for me.
I manage his email as well.
Oh, you do? Okay.
We're talking with Dr. Kay Kresge from the Institute of Gerontology, and we have lines open. If you have a question for Kay, 248-557-3300 is our number, and we'll be back to continue this most interesting conversation. But I just mentioned that one of the reasons I don't exercise like I used to a whole lot is because I have arthritis. And I don't know about you, but it's one of those things that seems to come with age. And what you need is something to control that arthritic pain. Or maybe you have muscle aches and pains, which comes from over-exercising. That can happen, too. There is a product, or matter of fact, there's a number of products out there called Ache-Away. They make a variety of products for you to rub away the pain. You rub in the Ache-Away, you rub away the pain almost instantly, and that is guaranteed or your money back. I mean, you've got nothing to lose but the pain. So I don't know what you're waiting for, but if you've got aches and pain, I've been using this product for years, and it really does work. Ache-Away. You'll find these wonderful Ache-Away products at your nearest Save-On drugstore locations, or you can do like I do. I get mine at good old Nutrafoods in Royal Oak. Or you can always call the Ache-Away people and order direct. Their telephone number is 248-932-7528. Get Ache-Away. Don't put up with that pain. Get Ache-Away because it works, or you get your money back. Now, we are talking with Dr. Kresge, and Kay, What issues do older adults face when they use the internet seeking health information like what we were talking about? Do they have special problems?
Well, if we look at our age-related changes as far as physical and cognitive, that when we do training with older adults, as well as the website designs, are issues that older adults face. So when we do the training, we know that because we remember things a little less, those types of things, it takes longer to learn how to do something, but we can learn how to do it. It just takes a little bit more time. We sometimes have trouble with that mouse, trying to manipulate it and get it to where we want. And so we may need more assistance in learning how to do that, but we can learn how to do that. Yeah. I think one of the big things that is really bothersome with a lot of websites is all the visual distraction, where you've got all these things popping in and out and flashing in front of you, which is very, very difficult for older adults.
The pop-up ads would probably drive me crazy.
Right. And it really, those types of things that we're concerned about. Now, what's really neat is that, remember I told you about that NIH seniorhealth.gov website?
Yeah.
That is a health website for seniors that have been designed for seniors, which means they used all the research that we had on how seniors use the internet when they designed that site. So if you want the best example of the best usability for seniors, that's the site that really gives that to you. So it's the website is very simple, very easy to follow, a lot of white space, not stuff flashing at you from every corner of the screen. It's really just a delightful site. And that site was designed by the National Institute on Aging and the National Library of Medicine. They teamed together on that project.
Well, NIH stands for National Institutes
of Health.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was NIA, which is the National Institute on Aging.
Oh, okay.
And the National Library of Medicine. So those two groups came together to create this website. I'm always doing a sales pitch on that website because I really think it is just terrific.
Well, give it to us again. It's www.nih.
I'm sorry.
No, that's what I thought you said before, but it's NIA.
This is the actual website. So it is NIH.
Oh, it is?
NIH.
Okay.
Senior Health. All one word, no spaces, .gov.
It is H, even though it was the other.
It's NIHseniorhealth.gov.
NIHseniorhealth.gov. And that's something that people who are going online should be jotting down, because this is one of the easiest websites to utilize for seniors.
And what's so interesting about the site is that if you're hard of hearing, you can actually then get the transcripts of what's being said.
Oh.
If you have problems with vision, then you can listen. You can listen to what is said on each site. So it's very, very, very meets the older adults' needs in relationship to using websites.
We were talking earlier this morning with one of our people with vision problems. We call them VIPs, visually impaired persons. I don't like the word blind. That sounds so awful. So we refer to them as VIPs because they are very important to us in radio. Their eyes, they see through their ears.
Yes.
And radio is very important to them, but computers are now speaking.
Yes.
And I was talking about one of the new units called Pearl that can scan 20 pages a minute and talk to you, tell you what it's reading. And these kind of things are available now, and that's going to make a world of difference for people who are visually impaired. But what about learning to use the computer when you're visually impaired? Are there classes out there for people who are without sight?
Yes, I'm sure there are. I am not aware exactly of where those might be in the Detroit area,
okay.
But I know there are a number of different groups.
There are organizations like the Wayne County Library for the Blind, and there are other libraries for the blind and organizations that work with people with visual problems. So perhaps they have. Do you have classes down at the IOG?
No, I actually work with one of the senior high-rises down on Jefferson. currently, and that's where I actually do my teaching with those residents there.
Now, is there a charge for that?
We charge them $5 for a three-week session, but that money all goes back into the technology center to purchase things for the center.
Okay. So if people wanted to get into that class and find out more about it, they could call and talk to you?
Yes.
And what is the number down there that they...
577.
Okay, this is 313.
313-577-2297.
Do you have an extension that's...
My extension is 231.
231. So if people want to talk to Dr. Kay Kresge...
That's call, how they do it.
Call 313-577-2297, extension 231. If you just want to talk to the Institute of Gerontology, you don't need an extension. You just tell them what you want, and they've got all kinds of people who help seniors of all with all kinds of problems.
Yes.
But we're talking about computer problems. And, you know, when you talk about going online, I'll tell you what, before we get into that, let me break in here and do a quick thing, and we'll continue our conversation. And I will also remind people, if you have a question for Dr. Kresge, for goodness sake, we've got lines open, 248-557-3300. If you need help in your home, you know, it has been very wisely said that the best present you can give someone that's close to you, like a loved one, is your presence, being there. And House Calls on Wheels provides both medical and non-medical services in your home. And now they have the next best thing to being there. It's a free one-button telephone that can be used both for emergencies as well as social purposes. And it's yours free when you use a minimum of 4 hours of the non-medical services. Things like housekeeping or transportation services, grooming, bathing, even preparing meals. And all the medical services are covered by Medicare or your private insurance. Phone House Calls on Wheels toll-free at 1-888-489-8980 and get information on your free telephone from House Calls on Wheels. And that's 1-888-489-8980. And I see Rob is answering the phone, so we may have one of our neighbors calling. But I was wondering how older adults can tell if the healthcare information they get online can be trusted. I hear all kinds of Wild West stories about what's online.
That is indeed correct. And I think one of the best ways to learn about this is if you go to the website WebMD. On the very bottom of their homepage are three icons. And these are the icons that really let you know if the information you're looking at can be trusted.
Oh.
And the first one is called, which started in 1996, so we're talking, you know, over 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's called HON, H-O-N, and it stands for Health on the Net Foundation. And it's a code of conduct that health and medical websites sign up for and are evaluated on.
Hmm.
So that code actually, it lets you know that if they've received that icon and that's on their website, that they are a trusted website.
Okay. It's a stamp of approval.
It's a stamp of approval. Now, the only thing they don't do is they don't look at content. So they don't evaluate the content that is there. So there's another group out there called URAC, U-R-A-C,
okay.
And that's the Utilization Review Accreditation Commission, and they started accrediting health websites. So WebMD has that accreditation as well, and there's a really tight set of standards the website must meet in order to receive that seal of approval.
We've got Beth in Garden City who has a comment for us. Beth, good morning and welcome. You're on the air with Kay.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
I have a comment. I think it was about 4 years ago when I got my talking computer, the first one. It's only because my mother was on the computer and I could email her at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Before she passed away. And when I emailed her, she said, Beth, you're the best person that didn't... Well, I didn't do a lot of whatever. I just asked her how she was doing and whatever else, you know. But being blind myself, And with my mother having a hard of hearing, I couldn't really keep in touch by phone that much.
Yep.
But I did keep that touch. But it's nice for an older person to, you know, you don't have to do a lot with a computer, because I don't.
Well, you're one of our VIPs, and did you have any problem learning how to use the computer?
Well, you know, when I first got my first one, they say if you know typing, that can help you
and
out.
You knew how to type.
I knew how to type, because when I lost my eyesight,
yeah.
I went to Kalamazoo, they got me into typing, so I've been typing, you know, letters and,
uh-huh.
you know.
Which is good.
Addresses on envelopes, but you can look up stuff on the computer, and that's what I enjoy doing, looking up recipes.
Mm-hmm.
And I did go into Ask Your Neighbor.
AskYourNeighbor.com.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I was going to say that it had a brownie cookie recipe. I thought, maybe I should try that, because I got a brownie.
We have over 700 recipes that are up on our website.
That's outstanding.
You can download.
It's just fun, you know, looking up recipes and...
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we have household hints up there, because that's what our show is usually comprised of, is recipes and household hints and all kinds of interesting questions that people call in with and other people call in with the answers.
Well, Beth, thank you for your comment.
Beth, yeah,
but anyway,
thank you so much. It's very exciting.
I was throwing that out to you guys, because I think any senior who wants to learn how to do a computer, if you know how to type, you can do it.
Well,
I get it.
I thank you for giving everybody a little courage.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Now, what are some of the important points that you would like older adults to think about when they use the Internet, because we have just about a minute or so left?
Okay, one of the things that's very, very critical is if they are using public workstations, like in the library,
mm-hmm.
and they're reading their email, they need to be sure that they log out of their email, because if they don't, the next person that comes along could read their email.
Oh.
And another example I'd like to give that happened in the technology center where I am, one of my coaches found, is that someone was down looking at their bank account in a public terminal and in a public place.
Wow.
And went to print stuff out, but the printer wasn't working. So when the coach got the printer to working, we now had that person's name, address, bank account numbers, what they've been spending their money on just came out of the printer.
Well, Kay, we're out of time. It has been fascinating, and if people want to follow this up, they can call the Institute of Gerontology at 313-577-2297 and go to extension 231 and talk to you.
Yes,
and,
they can.
Good luck in all that you do. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Aging Well is brought to you by the Institute of Gerontology at Wayne State University and underwritten by Wright and Philippus, and we'll have another Aging Well next month.